What's up? This is Derek. This is the Bariatric Badass Podcast. What is going on? I'm sitting in my new favorite recording studio, which is my living room. Nice ass fireplace, beautiful table. That's kind of run down a little bit. Of course, my couch, my freaking big ass rug that has got little pieces of cheese on it. And yeah, I got to do some vacuuming. Irregardless, I don't start my housework till afternoon. It is October 25th, 2023. My birthday's in 3 days. I will be 49 years old. This podcast is brought to you by Bariatrica. Of course, if you guys do not follow the page, go to facebook.com/TheBariatrica. That is our original page. If you don't, and you just, you go to Facebook and you punch in Bariatric, so B-A-R-I-T-R-I-C-A. You'll see a picture of my little duck face and Teresa on my back. And the reason she's smiling like the way she's smiling is because when she originally jumped on my back, she pretty much kneed me in the butt and knocked me on my ass. So it was funny. It was fun making that picture, but still, nonetheless. Please go find Teresa on Facebook as well. She has her nutritionist page. She's a certified bariatric and fitness nutritionist. She's also going to school right now for science in psychology. Kind of funny how that story happened, how we had that switch over at the point of when, you know, we decided that, okay, without going to school for human biology, or going to school for diet, you know, being a dietitian. What is the best thing to do? What is the number one thing that is going to help people? Psychology. Psychology is important. And that's where I'm going to get this title of this podcast, and that is the three rules that I live by that has changed my life. I am 10 years post-op on why I started my surgery. Sorry, a little bit of caffeine to me. I started this journey at 400 pounds, 405 to be exact. And I got all the way down to, 170. It was really super thin. Wasn't really eating that much. Wasn't drinking that much, you know. It was rough, and it happened really fast. It was a fast loser, which is something that I very adamantly talk about how important it is. If you are a slow loser, don't be frustrated. Don't be frustrated, because the time that you're spending in your journey, your weight loss surgery journey. Me, I was a fast loser. Like I said, I went from 400 to 175 in a matter of 18 months. It was quick. It went out fast. In 18 months, being busy, being overwhelmed by the feeling of feeling good, being overwhelmed by the feeling of getting people around you saying, man, you look good, man. I just saw you the other day, and you were like 100 pounds heavier now. Well, when they actually saw you a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. You know, being overwhelmed by that. That's overwhelming, being, you know, morbidly obese for as long as I was. And then having every person I cross tell me, hey, you know, you look great, you know, blah, blah, blah. How do you feel? How'd you lose your weight? And of course, back then, I lied to him. I don't give a shit. And I ain't gonna lie about it. I don't lie about it anymore. But you tend to forget to learn who you are. That's where we're gonna start off right now, real quick. Before I start this podcast off, this podcast, of course, like I said, is brought to you by Bariatrica. You can find me on every platform that I'm on right now. TikTok, Instagram, X, the X, formerly known as Twitter, is Bariatric Badass. Bariatric Badass on TikTok, Bariatric Badass on Instagram, Bari Badass, so B-A-R-I-B-A-D-A-S-S on the X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. That's where you can find me. We are restarting our portion control bowls. program. Happy to do it. We still have quite a few left. There's not going to be another portion control program after we are out. So we are, you know, limited supply, of course. but when they're gone, they're gone. We've already been selling quite a bit. One thing everybody needs to consider is inflation. So we looked at buying more bulls and discovered that they tripled since 2022. They have tripled. So in year and a half, they have tripled in price. So I'm not going to, you know, go and cost somebody to spend ridiculous amounts of money just so they can have these portion control bulls. So we're gonna get rid of what we got. We're going to continue to sell Sharice's nutritionist and muscle building fitness programs as well. She's a very intelligent human being. And she's run some good books, some good ebooks, very inexpensive. And she also has the programs that she has written as well. Fat loss, muscle building, general health, stuff like that. So let's get into it. Go to the page. Again, go to the page. You can find the portion control bowl program. We've also created a GoFundMe to help us through this madness of these 6 weeks. But that's not what this podcast is about. I just wanted to mention it real quick. My three rules that I live by, and this is going to go quick, maybe. I don't know. I'm ramble on for no reason because I'm here by myself, you know, kind of bored. House is clean, whatever. My number one rule, and we're going to start at the number one. We're going to start at the top and go down to what's the number one rule. My number one rule is do not trust corporations. Do not trust online. How would I put this? I'm not going to name any names, you know, because I don't want to get sued. But bariatric companies, trust me, I know this shit. I was a quote unquote bariatric company, but we weren't selling supplements. We were selling portion control bowls and we sold them for a damn good price. These companies that make these protein bars, that make these protein powders, that make protein chips, protein gum, protein hard candy, all that shit. Protein, little tiny protein packets, protein Snickers are no different from your mainstream media. You see where I'm going with this? That's the one phrase that I had to say. They're no different. They're no different. They're going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to show you what you want to see to make you a buyer. That's how the game is played. And when it comes to preying on innocent people who are struggling, right? Let me give you a little lowdown on what I mean by this. So let's say, is myself an example, of course. I, you know, how did I get obese? That's easy. That's really easy. That's an easy call. I would every lunch when my previous marriage, when my wife used to, ex-wife used to make me salads and chicken salad and, you know, pork salad, whatever. I wouldn't eat that. And I'd go to the 7-Eleven. I get two cheeseburger hot dogs, two Snickers, two Pops, and I'd go back to work and that shit would be gone in 30 minutes, right? Cool, okay, well, stack that on top of each other. Next thing you know, Derek's, you know, size of a manatee, right? So, all right, okay, I just had a weight loss surgery. I'm new to the community. I come into the community. I find this bariatric company, the biggest bariatric company that sells supplements and bullshit online in one corner. So I go to them and wow, I can still eat chips and get my protein numbers up because my bariatric surgeon told me that that's what the secret is to this journey, is to get your protein and water in. Number one, important. I'm not disagreeing with that. Protein and water is important, but that's from the perspective of the science of how your body works, but biologically works. I'm scrolling through, ordering stuff. And, okay, well, there's protein. There's a little case of candy bars, protein candy bars, 30 milligrams per bar. Okay, well, I'll do that. So they're basically telling me that I can get my protein numbers if I eat these protein supplements. Now, these protein supplements, one thing you need to understand about these protein supplements is supplement. The word supplement, you supplement your protein. Okay? Supplementing your protein is not going to get you to where you need to go. Okay? It's not how our bariatric bodies work. It's not how non-bariatric bodies work. You cannot supplement your protein and get your protein numbers, the adequate number of protein numbers that you need in your body, by eating, say, let's say your doctor says you need 100 grams of protein a day. And I'd be like, okay, well, I can just eat 3 candy bars, or actually those are probably 14, 15 gram per candy bar. So I can eat 5 candy bars, 5 or 6 candy bars to get my protein up. Okay, makes sense, right? So I'm 5 candy bars in. God, those candy bars are good. Because I have this predeceived notion in my head, because I was never educated on how I should live my life and why I am the way I am and how I became the way I was and what brought me to this community, I'm going to eat more candy bars because, well, they're protein. Fuck it. I don't care. I'm just going to continue to eat them. Okay? Well, let's look at these labels. Most important thing you could ever do in life, if you don't want to pay for a nutritionist, if you don't want to pay for a dietitian, if you do not want to pay for hundreds of dollars for one-on-one or whatever, learn how to read ingredients labels, not your macros. Not your nutritional facts, the ones that tell you how much protein's in it and blah, blah, blah. I'm talking your ingredients label. Here is a tip. Number one ingredient in that protein bar or any ingredient label is the main ingredient by law, by federal law. That is, they have to put what dominates in that. In that piece of food. Great example, protein bar. If you go to a protein bar, I don't have one with me right now because I haven't had a protein bar in probably years. it'll say protein blend. So there's several different types of proteins, but we're gonna talk about the protein that they're putting in these foods, right? It is bottom of the barrel, concentrate protein. There's 3 different types of protein that you need to worry about right now, okay? There's whey isolate, there's whey concentrate, and I can't think of the third one. Right in the middle of the podcast, I lose my train of thought. How original, right? Whey isolate, whey concentrate, which is what they're using in your pre-made protein drinks, which is what they're using in your candy bars, and whey hydrolyzed. Whey hydrolyzed is the best protein that you can get. And how all of these proteins are measured is by how you absorb them. So you go to the bottom, your whey concentrate is about 40%, has about a 40% absorption rate, depending on what you're consuming. All right. Then you have the whey isolate, which is about 52-53%. Then you have whey hydrolyzed, which is about 60, 65, 70%, depending on what you get. The more you spend on your protein supplements, the better absorption that you're gonna get from, right? We have a hell of a time absorbing as it is. So why would you supplement in the first place to get your protein numbers in. When I eat a, say, a 20 milligram, or excuse me, a 20 gram protein bar, 100 times out of 100 times, that protein bar is going to have whey concentrate in it. So you're only going to get 40% of that protein. So 40% of 20 milligrams, right there, you do the math. You know, it's not hard to do the math. And then depending on which surgery you had, because which surgery you had, whether it's sleeve, whether it's mini bypass, whether it's RNY, whether it's the switch, will depend on how good your absorption is. So we're gonna take that 40% and we're gonna cut it down to 20%, right? So this supplementation that you're doing, you're not getting the protein that you need to be getting. And so you are going, your protein, you're not getting enough protein, your lean muscle mass, that's why they push protein, is because you need to feed muscles, right? You need to feed these muscles. The more lean muscle mass you have in your body, the more you're going to burn fat at rest. You don't burn fat when you go to the gym, okay? Which is going to roll into my second rule that I live by. You don't burn fat when you're in the gym. You burn fat at rest, period. Second rule I live by. Cardio is not the end all be all of your weight loss, period. Plain and simple. I believe that too. I see guys on, you know, stair climbers that have been on them for 2 hours, right? Your body only burns fat for so long. And that's assuming it's burning through all the substances that are already in your body. You know, depending on what you ate last night, depending on what you ate the night before that you haven't been able to adequately digest. Cardio is not the end all be all. And like I said, more lean muscle mass you have in your body, the more you're going to burn fat at rest. So let me put it to you this way. And this is how we do it when we go to the gym. All right, never fails. I warm up with cardio. Okay, I'm a big fan of cardiovascular health. Okay, because I have a heart condition. I'm a big fan of being able to keep my cardio up. Right, of course, I got a job that I walk 26,000 steps a day, sometimes more. So I got to have good cardiovascular health. That doesn't mean I should be doing cardiovascular exercises for my workout. Because what the cardio, after about 45 minutes, your cardiovascular health, after 45 minutes, your cardio will start to throw out hormones. I should have Sharice here to explain this a little bit better, but it will throw out a hormone that will eat your muscle mass. So your muscle mass will go down, right? It's like doing keto. Great example is keto. When you don't have any carbohydrates in your body to help you energize muscular function, it's going to cause your body to eat your muscle mass. So, while yes, you're eating carbs, right? You are losing weight. You're not losing fat, which is the idea that we want. We're not losing fat. We're losing weight. We might be losing muscle mass, right? We might be losing water because we can't, you know, drink like we should, okay? So remember, you need to get a good weightlifting regimen. That doesn't mean you got to go and squat 200 pounds. That doesn't mean you got to go deadlift or bench or curl massive amounts of weight. That's not what, why did you have surgery in the first place, right? To be healthy, if you had surgery to be healthy, spend a little money to get a good muscle building program. And remember, when it comes to those muscle building programs, they only work for so long, right? If you got a muscle building program where you want to build a little bit of lean muscle mass, your body will, how do I explain this without sugar suit? your body will pretty much recognize the exercise that it's doing, and it'll stop working. That's how a lot of fat loss programs happen. I mean, that's how a lot of fat loss programs work. People assume that they're, you know, I sit and I eat salads for lunch and then a Slim Fast shake for dinner, which is a joke. Doesn't work. Oh no, it wasn't that. It was a Slim Fast shake for breakfast. I don't remember, but you get the idea. Extremely important. Spend a little bit of money, get a good muscle building program, and educate yourself on fitness. And I don't mean go online, go on YouTube to educate yourself on fitness. That means go anywhere you can that has a legitimate learning program about fitness. Because if you go online, you're going to get so many different variables of info, and it's going to get confusing, and you're just going to want to stop. Because you know what happens when the brain gets confused? What happens when the brain gets confused? It gets tired, it gets lazy, and it wants to quit. And when your brain wants to quit, unless you have a stomach full of fire, you'll quit. You know, you can't, it's hard to overcome what is in your head. Okay, it's extremely hard to overcome what is in your brain. Number three, and this is simple. This is really simple, all right? The small things count. Enjoy the small things. Now, being somebody who is aggressive like myself, you know, I'm a loud talker. I'm a mover. I'm aggressive at work. I'm aggressive when I'm in the gym. I'm aggressive, you know, as a creator in person. And that doesn't mean that I'm mean. That just means I am like, got to get the job done. Gotta take care of shit. Gotta take care of business, blah, blah, blah. But there's one thing that I forgot that I was reminded of is the small things. And don't take advantage of this as something that is not something that's valuable information, right? Great example. So I got hurt September 26th. Right? First day out was September 27th. For the first 2 weeks of my injury, I was a depressed mess. I was so upset with everything that was happening in my life. I was upset because I knew what I was up against. And it put me in bed for 2 weeks. I couldn't get out of bed because I was just mental health was just in the shitter. Week three happened. I got up. I started making content, which is something I love to do. I love making content. I love making podcasts. I love making TikToks. I like doing Facebook Lives, talking to old clients and friends. It's something I love to do. And so I started doing it again, and I started getting aggressive with it. So I made a point that every day I would get up and I would make one piece of content, regardless of what it was about. You know, I didn't have to make bariatric content. I can make live content because, well, if you're bariatric and I make live content, it's relatable. Now, I'm to the point to where the last, week and a half, I've been getting up with Charisse, because Charisse gets up at like 5:20 in the morning and she starts her day. I've started to get up with her because, I go to work at freaking 6 a.m., so it makes sense. So I got to start training myself to get up and get out of bed so I don't sit in bed and dwell. And I started getting up with her, you know, helping get the kids ready, helping her get her lunch ready for the day. Because Charisse meal preps like a mad woman. She really does. You know, she does a lot of meal prepping for herself because Charisse is, God, I'm lucky to have her. But yeah, if you ever have a chance to work with Charisse, it's important that you put everything you got into her because she is a very, very good person and very, very intelligent and wise in bariatric. Because we've been doing this for 2016, 2017. So we've been doing this for a while. We've been doing being coaches for a while. But it's all changed, and we've changed our direction. Those are the three rules I live by, right? Your small things, you know, the small things that you need to enjoy could be getting up and taking a shower. All right? So if you don't do a damn thing all day, at least you got up and took a shower. You got to get up the next day and take a shower. There's no skipping. It's like meal prepping. It's like eating good food. There's no taking a break. You can't eat really good what you're supposed to be eating for 5 days, get to the weekend, feel like you earned to eat like shit Saturday and Sunday, and get back to Monday. That's not how it works. You will not make any progress as far as your body is concerned if you work like that. Same goes with the small things, right? Get up, take a shower. Get up, brush your teeth, right? Get up, do something simple. Charisse's simple things, and believe me, this is crazy. So Charisse's one simple thing that she does every single day is she's got this coloring book, right? It's not a child's coloring book. It's an adult coloring book. It's not like adult 18 and older stuff. It's just like, you know, abstract shapes and stuff that she sits and she colors because she's an incredible artist and she does that every day. Those are the simple things that she does to keep herself sane. Right now, she's the only person that's bringing an income in our family. Right now, her husband is getting better, but her husband was a fucking mess because his life was falling down around him. So these simple things that she's been doing has kept her sane. It's kept us from, you know, picking at each other and, you know, arguing. And sometimes the small things can snowball into big things. Yeah, I took a shower 5 days in a row. I'm clean, you know. Even though I didn't do anything that day, I still got up and got in the shower. I brushed my teeth. Awesome. I caught up and vacuumed my house. If you work, make a plan. And I learned this, you know, from one of my supervisors. You go to work, you make a plan every day to do something more for yourself. Do something more for yourself. When I say doing something more for yourself, that means not going to work and saying, oh, okay, well, I'll take an extra break. That means going and doing something for yourself that'll make yourself better. That'll make you more of a productive person. When I say a productive person, I mean mentally productive. I mean physically productive. Like when I was going to work, when I was doing these, when I do trailer inventory, tractor trailer inventory. Little trailers, the little three trailers hooked together as they going down the freeway. They're hooked to, you know, these big diesel trucks. I jump inside of those. I go in with a clipboard and I write down numbers and stuff and what's in there. And then I jump out and I go to the next one. It takes literally all day for me to do that. But I made sure that I got the entire job done and didn't get half it done. So I had to do the rest of it the next day. But I made sure I got it all done in one day. That was the one thing I did to better myself at work. And it gave me a reputation from getting the job done. So again, don't forget these three simple rules, right? Number one, and it's up to you. Sorry, the wind's kicking up and it feels like it's going to blow my roof off. If you want to trust so-and-so about bariatric, whoever, whatever supplement company you're using that you've been told by your surgeon is a legitimate place to get your supplements from, go ahead and trust them. Don't listen to me. You know, I may be 10 years post-op, but I'm not a surgeon. You listen to what your surgeon had to say, but you need to take into consideration about what you got, what you did to get there. You know, some of us are here because of our behavior. Some of us are here because of illness. If you're here because of your behavior, what was that behavior before you had surgery that you're doing the same behavioral problems after surgery? Snacking? Yeah. Well, eating a protein bar is snacking. I don't care how much protein's in it. I don't care what kind of protein's in it. You're snacking. Because that shit adds up. That sugar in that adds up. Number two, cardio is not the end-all be-all of your weight loss. There's so many different variables when it comes to working out. Walking every day is working out. I don't care what anybody says. If you want to walk around the block, walk down to your mailbox, walk back up. That is cardiovascular exercise to the point that it is a workout. But you've also got to take into consideration when you do an excess of this cardiovascular exercise, it's going to cause you, it's going to provide less of progress for you than actually getting in, you know, doing a little bit of a weightlifting program. It doesn't have to be big, ladies, if you're concerned about getting huge. It takes some of these ladies, Kristen Nunn, Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Nunn, N-U-N, great example. She is massive. She is one of the biggest female bodybuilders that I've ever seen in my life. If you want to go search her out, you know, look at her physique. That's taken her 20 years to build. She's been working on her physique for 20 years. So going in and doing a weightlifting program for a year, you'll like the results. I promise you. And if you don't like the results that you're going to get from doing a weightlifting program with moderate steady state cardio, when I say steady state cardio, that means steady. That means walking. That doesn't mean kicking your ass on the Stairmaster or the elliptical. Steady state cardio and a weightlifting program. Get your protein in your body. I think it was the 30-30-30 program. This might work for you, might not. It's worth trying, right? The 30-30 program. It's 30 grams of protein in the first 30 minutes of the day. Now, if you're relatively new to the, you know, if you're 2 years out, 3 years out, this might not work for you. You know, you can do the 15-15-15 program or the 30-15 program or whatever. But this is what you want to shoot for. 30 grams of protein the first 30 minutes of your day, and then do 30 minutes of steady state cardio. That will shed fat. But you also got to take into consideration, like I said, the exercises that you're doing need to also contain a good standard of weight lifting of some kind. And that means, you know, picking up grocery bags and cans, putting a backpack on, putting a gallon of water in it, putting a couple soup cans in the backpack, throwing that over your shoulders and going for a walk around the block. That is not only good for you as far as building some type of, you know, that'll make you more resilient to the exercise that you're doing, but it's also a very cheap, inexpensive way to do it as well. And number three, of course, small things are very important. It's not the most important, but it is one of the most important rules that I live by. And if I don't do the small things, I feel like I pull off. And so the small things make a difference in this old man's life, right? I love you guys very much. Please introduce a person to the Bariatric Badass Podcast. We are back. We're going to be rebuilding our brand over the course of the next, it's almost the end of October, over the next 2 months. So around the first of the year, we're going to be relaunching our brand. We're not going to rename it. We're just relaunching Bariatrica. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Go to, of course, facebook.com/bariatric. Go to facebook.com /TheBariatrica. Again, you can go to the search bar, put in Bariatrica, you'll find us. There's a couple groups out there called Bariatrica because Bariatrica is also, I believe, Spanish. Or excuse me, I can't remember what language it is. It's either Spanish or something else for bariatric. But put in Bariatrica, you'll find my stupid little duck face and Charisse on my back. Go to the page. Again, we are launched our bowl program, limited supply. Go check it out. Please check out the GoFundMe. If you can donate, great. I would really appreciate it. Really struggling. I personally have gone without my meds. Some meds to ensure Charisse gets her insulin and my son gets a seizure medicine. So if you can donate, that's great. If not, please share the GoFundMe. Again, please introduce somebody to the Bariatric Badass Podcast, because you know what? We don't care what others say. We will stand against the entire community. We did it in the last, 7 years? We've been doing it for the last 7 years, and we'll continue to do it. Love you guys very much. This is the end of the podcast. Like I always say, take care of yourself and take care of each other. Peace.